This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. In Jharkhand, 43 constituencies will go to the polls in the first phase of the assembly elections today. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue until 5 p.m. However, the polling will end at 4 p.m. at 9:50 sensitive booths spread over 31 constituencies. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free and fair polls. Jawans of Central Paramilitary Forces have been deployed at each booth. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said a number of steps have been taken to ensure smooth elections. By-polls in 33 assembly constituencies across 11 states will also be held today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Voting for by-election to Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala will also be held today. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, campaigning has intensified for assembly elections as top leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Chimur, in Chandrapur, Solapur and Pune yesterday. Mr. Modi alleged that Congress is attempting to undermine the reservation policy and create division between Dalits, tribals and OBCs by sowing discord among them. On the other hand, leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized the central government for not caring about the poor, common people and the farmers. Mr. Gandhi was campaigning for the Mahavikas Aghadi and Congress candidates in Gondia district last afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Darbhanga, Bihar today and inaugurate and lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 12,100 crore rupees in the state. In a major boost to health infrastructure in the region, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of AIIMS Darbhanga worth over 1,260 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple national highway projects worth around 5,070 crore rupees in Bihar. Prime Minister will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of railway projects worth over 1,740 crore rupees. He will also dedicate to the nation 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharti Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across India. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has met with First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in New Delhi yesterday. The Finance Ministry said that both the leaders discussed issues of bilateral and multilateral interest and exchanged views and measures to strengthen financial as well as economic ties between India and Russia. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has conducted the maiden flight test of the long-range land attack cruise missile from the integrated test range Chandipur off the coast of Odisha from a mobile articulated launcher. During the test, all subsystems performed as per expectations and met the primary mission objectives. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry on the successful maiden flight test. He said it paves the way for future indigenous cruise missile development programs. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has asked the e-commerce food business operators to adopt practices to ensure minimum shelf life of 30% or 45 days before expiry at the time of delivery to the consumer. FSSAI convened a meeting yesterday with e-commerce food business operators in the national capital to reinforce compliance requirements for e-commerce FBOs. The session was attended by over 200 participants. The FSSAI cautioned FBOs against making unsupported claims online. FSSAI CEO G. Kamla Vardhana Rao said this would prevent misleading information and protect consumers' right to accurate product details. And in cricket, India will take on South Africa in the third T20 match of the four-match series at SuperSport Park, Centurion, South Africa this evening. The match will start at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The series stands level at 1-1 after South Africa secured a 3-wicket victory in the second T20 international, while India had won the series opener by 61 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.